This is episode 701 of the AWS podcast, released on December 5th, 2024.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the AWS podcast. I'm Lish here with you. Great to have you back for the last of our reInvent special episodes. It's been a long week, especially if you're there. It's a very long week. I know there'll be a lot of exhausted folks. Now, Werner Vogels has just completed his keynote. And if you're wondering, he was wearing a Linkin Park t-shirt. Every year it's Guess the T-shirt. So it was a Linkin Park t-shirt for those of you playing at home. And it was a really fascinating discussion around trends, around futures, the frugal architect, which we'll talk about shortly. And he really dived deep into Aurora DSQL as well. So I recommend you have a look at it. Some great customer stories in there as well. But if we touch on quickly what he talked about with the frugal architect, if you've not come across it, then you haven't been listening to the podcast because we had a couple of episodes on this. But the law of frugal architecture is about building cost-aware, sustainable, and modern architectures. Now, in the design phase, this means making cost a non-functional requirement up front, building systems that align cost to business because their systems are the last. And that really, this is a series of trade-offs. You know, this is the classic, it depends. We should have a t-shirt that says it depends. In the measure phase, it's really about understanding that unobserved systems lead to unknown costs. And cost-aware architectures implement cost controls. And the final phase is the observe phase. And that's because cost optimization is incremental. It happens over time and you keep revisiting it. And that unchallenged success leads to assumptions, which can also lead to waste. So these are the laws of the frugal architect. Now, if you want to learn more, visit thefrugalarchitect.com. And of course, there are two very cool podcasts, if I can say that. One about WeTransfer's journey and one about how PBS takes advantage of these types of concepts. Some really interesting deep dive conversations. So go ahead and check them out. Now, Werner's keynote is already up for live, for restreaming, I should say, like every other keynote is too. So you can check them out in your own time as well. But this really is a good point to remind you about making the most of the content that comes from reInvent. It all gets posted up on YouTube so that you can search for it and find out what's in there. And it's organized by topic areas. There are playlists that you can access as well to get to the details that you care about. It's also, the sessions are also named with levels. So like, you know, there's level 200, level 300, level 400, etc. So you can learn at your own pace. I find I go back to a lot of presentations from time to time because there's a nugget of information or I'm just interested in what someone's perspective on something was or is and how things have changed. The State of the Union type conversation is also really useful too. And there's an Easter egg. Of course, if you search in your YouTube search bar, reInvent 2012 ARC 205, somewhere in that list will be a little presentation called AWS reInvent ARC 205, Building Web Scale Applications with AWS, all the way from 2012, the very first reInvent. And there's a young lad, Simon Leisha, who has a lot more hair, a lot less gray, and looks a lot, hell of a lot younger. But it was a fun session that I did with James Hamilton. So the things I talk about in that session still hold up today, I just like to say. Now, what is coming up? Well, we have some deep dives on some of the and big announcements from reInvent that'll be coming early in 2025, and also some super deep dives into existing services and capabilities. So we're going to revisit things as well. We're going to get deep into S3, so much has changed, for example, and lots of other really interesting, pithy conversations. I'll also warn you that the last episode of the year is coming up on Monday the 16th, and it's going to be a bumper episode because it's going to be the pre-invent catch-up. So we have reInvent, but often we joke that all the announcements that take place in the month or so before reInvent is like a pre-invent. There's lots of things. You may say, Simon, when you say lots of things, solve for the degree of lots. Well, over 160 releases happened in pre-invent. So I'm going to take you through them as best I can without spending 2 hours on the episode. So stay tuned for that. If you're coming back from Vegas, travel safely. And if you didn't go to Vegas, then get on YouTube and catch up on those episodes. And in fact, if you were in Vegas, get on YouTube and catch up anyway, because in my experience, many people don't get to all the presentations they wanted to, not because they couldn't get to them, but because they were really busy catching up with other people and having conversations and doing all the cool stuff you do at a conference. So you can catch up if you need to. So I hope the week has helped you keep up to date, keep across things. Like I say, if you want to get more into the Frugal Architect stuff, there are two fantastic episodes, really interesting deep dives from two really smart folks. And of course, send us your feedback. AWS podcast at amazon.com is the place to do it. And until next time, keep on building.